Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you today for the power and the authority of your holy word. We pray tonight, Lord, that you will speak through us to all of those who will listen to us, Lord. And I praise you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for using us preach and teach your word tonight. God bless you, Lord. Thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Brother Shannon?
Yes. Well, I'm going to minister tonight on proofs that sickness is Satan's work. Proof that sickness is Satan's work. So get your Bible, follow along with me, and turn to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. That's where I'm going to take my text. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Well, the Son of God was manifested or made known that he might destroy the works of the devil. And sickness is the work of the devil. God don't put sickness on anybody to teach us anything. And God don't take people and they become angels in heaven. We don't become angels when we're in heaven. So sickness is the work of the devil. 1 John 3:8 says, he that committeth sin or practices sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. That's what got him kicked out of heaven, with pride and rebellion. For this purpose, or for this reason, the Son of God, that's Jesus, was manifested or made known that he might destroy the works of the devil. And one of the works of the devil is the devil is putting sickness upon people. The works of Satan come about by devils causing many physical infirmities and sicknesses. And in Job 2:7, Satan smote Job with sore boils. Note that he smote Job with boil. And in Job 2:7, it says, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord. So Satan went up before God concerning Job and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Now, who put these boils on Job? It was not God. It was Satan that did this. You know what? God, people lie on God. God is a living God. God is a good God. You know, when tornadoes happen in a certain town and destroys a certain town, insurance companies lies on God and say, that's an act of God. That is not our loving Heavenly Father doing that. That is Satan that does that work. God don't destroy nothing. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that God, he reigns on the just and the unjust. He causes the sun to rise on the just and the unjust. God is good to the just, that is the Christian, and God's even good to sinners. God is a good God. And in Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 and 33, a dumb man was possessed, notice, with a devil. He said in verse 32 of Matthew chapter 9, and they went out. Behold, they brought to him, Jesus, a dumb man possessed with a devil. It was a demon that made him dumb where he couldn't speak. And when the devil was cast out, notice, it was a demon that caused his problem. The dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. So it is demons that causes sickness. Satan and demons. And a blind and dumb man was possessed with the devil. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 22, Jesus healed the blind and dumb demoniac. In Matthew 12, 22, it says, then was brought unto him, that Jesus, one possessed with a devil or a demon, blind and dumb. So we see what caused the blindness and him to be dumb was a demon. And he healed him, that is Jesus. Notice who caused the sickness. Notice who heals the sickness. The devil caused the sickness. Jesus healed the sickness. Insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. It was a demon that caused him to be blind and where he couldn't speak, but it was Jesus that got rid of this demon. Now the blind could see and he could talk. And in Matthew chapter 12, verse 26 through 28, Jesus said, if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. I cast out devils, notice this, by the Spirit of God. So Jesus works with the Spirit of God. Matthew chapter 12, verse 26 through 28 says, it's in the red, Jesus talking, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? So Satan has a kingdom. Jesus said, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom does your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But notice what Jesus said. But if I cast out devils, notice it's by the Spirit of God. Jesus was casting out demons, or Jesus was destroying the works of the devil by the Spirit of God. Then the kingdom of God is coming to you. We have the same authority that Jesus had over Satan and demons and sickness and disease, that we can command sickness and disease and demons to come out. We can break the hold of the devil off of people's bodies. We could rebuke sickness and disease and cancer and command it to loose their bodies in the name of Jesus, and it has to obey the name of Jesus. And there was a woman's daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. Matthew chapter 15, verse 22. Notice this. Proof that sickness is Satan's work. Matthew 15, 22 says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Notice what was causing her daughter to be grievously vexed. It was a devil. It was a demon. God never puts sickness upon anybody to teach us anything. When the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. That word chasten means he instructs. He teaches us. Not put sickness upon us, beloved. God is a good God. And in one place, Jesus rebuked the devil. Matthew 17:18. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Notice that. If Jesus rebuked the devil, we also can rebuke demons in the name of Jesus, and they will have to depart just like when Jesus did, because we're not going in our own strength. We're going in the strength of the Lord, and we're going in the authority of the name of Jesus. There's only one name that Satan and demons obey, and that is the authority of the name of Jesus. And here the Bible says, a man had a spirit of an unclean devil. Luke chapter 4, verse 33 says, and in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice. So we see what caused this uncleanness. It was a devil. It was a demon spirit that caused it. But it has to go at the name of Jesus. And another place, the devil had thrown him in the midst. In Luke 4, 35, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and heard him no more. Did you know that seizures is a demon spirit? It is a demon spirit that causes epileptic seizures. It's also found in the Word of God. We got authority over that in the name of Jesus. Another place there, the devil threw a child down and before him. In Luke 9:42, and as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. It was the devil that done this. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Notice, it was the devil that threw this little child down and tear him. But it was Jesus that rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Did you know that God wants you to be delivered and healed more than you desire to be delivered and healed? Well, I got one more scripture and I'll be done. Luke 11:14 says, Jesus cast a devil out of a dumb man. casting out a dumb devil, he rebuked the blasphemous Pharisees. In Luke 11:14, it says that he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. Well, Jesus said this, he said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Well, this, you've heard the word of God, and this is proof that sickness is Satan's work, but Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Well, I'm done, and I'm going to turn it back over to my brother.
Thank you, brother. Wonderful message. Things possible. I just want you to know that I love you. I care about you. I want you to know how to defeat the handworks of Satan. And you start with learning the words of God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. The more you know the word of God, the more you can pray the will of God. Amen. Think about it. When you can pray the will of God, the Bible says this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you of my Father. It is time for us to be able to pray and worship God and praise God with intelligence. We need to know that God's word is true. It is established, and it'll always be real. When we let the word of God saturate our hearts, our minds, our will, and our emotions, we are sure that God will intervene for us. We will carry the same authority on earth that God carries in heaven. The Bible teaches us Jesus was asking his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some said Elijah, Jeremiah, John the Baptist, one of the other prophets. And then he says, who do you say I am? Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And then he says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On the rock of the word that could only be revealed from heaven is the church built upon. Jesus was cast by the devil to turn stones into bread. Jesus replied, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So when we speak the words of God, we change the direction of our lives. We are here to be like God. We're not here to be God, but we're here to be like God. We ought to be like him. We ought to live like God. We ought to carry the authority of God. Everything that God is, that's what we should be. Amen. Whatever God is, that's what we should be. And then we need to realize that. I know most of the church don't understand that. We have the authority. Let's look at the attributes of God or the lifestyle of God. It's found in Galatians, the 5th chapter, starting at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Wow. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, wow, meekness, temperance. And then it says, against such there is no law. This is God. This is the attitude of God. And he wants us to take on his lifestyle. Amen. He wants us to take on his lifestyle. It says right here in, we'll look at Ephesians, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places by Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Holy. Be ye holy because your Father in heaven is holy. And without blame before him in love. While we are like God, we are made to be like God. We are made in the image and likeness of God. So we are in joy being like our Father. Jesus says, I do those things that always please my Father. Wow. I don't know about you, but that is the goal of my life, is to be able to do those things that always please my Father. I want to please God. I want the world to know my God as I walk on this earth. I want them to know that. I want to be a light in darkness. I want to let my light so shine before men that they may see my good works and glorify my Father which is in heaven. The existence of God is proven by the lifestyle we live. That's what we're talking about. We are the lights of the world. We're the salt of the earth. We should initiate thirst. They should see joy, peace, and love, long-suffering, temperance, meekness. All of these things should be our lifestyle. Even in the midst of the storms, they need to see the God who lives inside of us. I want you to know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Paul said in Ephesians 3:19, he says, to know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that we might be filled with the fullness of God. Jesus, his love, knowledge cannot explain it. Wisdom cannot explain it. There is no human understanding of his love. So we could be filled with the fullness of God the Father. That should be our goal. To love God and to love people with the same love that God so loved us. I just want you to know that God cares about you. He wants to bring you to himself so you can enjoy him. Praise God.
the Lord is in his holy temple, that all of the earth keep silent before him.
for the kingdom of God, that I'm not ashamed to proclaim Jesus everywhere throughout the entire world. Lord God, raise up prayer warriors that will pray in good times and bad times, keeping demonic spirits running without any way to go. All sin must become subject to Jesus Christ. That's good news. All sin must become subject to Jesus Christ. Are you ready for God's plan to truth? Then listen to his words taught by the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the truth, so tune in to him. There isn't a reason to be lifted in pride, because all we have comes from God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. When we realize this truth, then humility will follow in strong worship and praise to our God with all our heart. With all of our heart, humble people, before will lead to a praying people, which leads to seeking the face of God, making repentance very easy. This will cause God the Father, through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, to forgive sins and heal throughout the land. Those coming to harm us should be given the same grace that we experience each day from God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. As we pray, God's amazing grace over our enemies, then they will experience his love, which is stronger than their hate, making them free from the lies of Satan, the harm Satan tries to carry out through our enemy, has become such a blessing to help us glorify God to a dark world. The grace of God works when we apply it to others. The heart sorry for sin against God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit quickly turns to holiness, which is path walked daily by those seeking the heart of God. They desire to please him more than anything, so sin can never be their lifestyle. The key to unlocking the doors of the treasures in heaven and earth comes down to trusting the words of God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. The real treasure is spending time being taught by God. This advances us into knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of life. I encourage you to seek the real values of life. The fact that you struggle simply means you are not giving up. This is not an easy world to live in. But thanks to God the Father, through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, for living inside of us. You are strong with a good head on your shoulder. You've got the mind of Christ. You can defeat the handworks of Satan. The words of God the Father, through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, is the rock of the church. When the church operates in the word of God, of hell can't prevail against the words of God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit that live inside of us. Satan only prevails over weakness, but you are full of God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, which is greater than him. Wow. We have the greater one in us. My God, we don't have to fear, because perfect love casts out fear. Because fear is tormenting. It's a tormenting spirit. Never let Satan take God the Father's greatest valuable on earth and in heaven. You are so valuable that Jesus Christ died and resurrected for you. You are so valuable that the Holy Spirit came to indwell you so the life of the Father God could be shown on earth as in heaven. You are valuable to him. Rejoice. God reigns in heaven and in earth. God reigns in heaven and in earth. Good news, isn't it? There are people who perceive to be better than me, and they are sure it's their birthright. But I also, think about it, have a birthright from God the Father, through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit. Way before when and where were discovered, I was chosen by God to carry out his amazing plan to minister a simple message to those that have been put in the back seat by this world. You were not put in your position by people, but God had that position made purposely, placed you there for such a time as this. Rejoice, for our God made us especially for an important project to bring many to his amazing grace and love. Good news! We found the risen Savior. He was never lost. We were lost. He found us. He found us when we were lost. The Father drew us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Good news. Call reality. You will always be wonderful to those that truly loves you. The others are playing the role that gives the best chance to step ahead. I love you. God loves you. Amen. God loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to walk in power. You have power over Satan. You have power over him. Because we have a Redeemer. His name is
the sun, where to stand in the morning, and who told the ocean you can only come this far, and who showed the moon where
He lives. My Redeemer lives. I'm not afraid to tell you that Jesus Christ is my Redeemer. Having the leftovers don't mean the worst, but there's only room to pick one first. There's still plenty good to be picked from soap. So don't be discouraged. Many past overs have gone on to live very productive lives. I don't remember any time in my life that I was picked first. But God the Father, through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, picked me even before I was refined. Praise God. He picked me. I was picked by God. Remember, wasn't picked by the world. I was picked by God. Losing the chance to be picked one in the minds of the world is fine, because my Father God see me as the apple of his eye. The world may not see me that way, but God see me as the apple of his eye. God loves me. I know he loves me. Don't be deceived. Spending time in the words of the world will hinder your growth in God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We can't feast on junk food, then expect to have healthy bodies. The same is true when we eat from the table of filth, trying to be healthy Christians by attending church once a week. The more we spend things of the world, the less we desire the words of God. Are you looking for a church with less teaching and preaching of the words revealed by the Holy Spirit? This means you are conforming to the ways of Satan, who hates the truth of God's holy words. Christian apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, if there ever were a time to equip the saints of God in the knowledge of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit to the glorifying of God the Father, is now. Don't cheat people by trying to entertain them. They need Jesus Christ. There must be a move toward oneness in the body of Jesus Christ. Only those that are hearing the voice of God the Father, revealed by the Holy Spirit, will start the healing process throughout the body with forgiveness and love. This is already happening throughout on a small scale, but growing each day. We need to hear from God so we can grow in God. What should unite the church is our belief in God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Love and forgiving are needed throughout the Christian family may be getting our hearts right with God would give the world a light to follow. It is time, Christians, it is time to walk like our Father. It is time for us to be about our Father's business so we can touch a world don't know Jesus. I want you to know I love you. I care about you. I want you to walk under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because if you walk under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you will please God the Father. I want you to know I love you tonight. Father, we pray for your great Spirit. God bless you.